Good morning to all. In the fifth beatitude in Matthew 5, verse 7, Jesus says this: "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Now, mercy is a common theme throughout the New Testament. Mercy is mentioned 55 separate times in the New Testament. In Luke 18, Jesus told a parable about a tax collector who went to the temple to pray. And the taxpayer cried out in his prayer, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." James 5:11 says this: "The Lord is full of compassion and mercy." Friends, God is compassionate. God is merciful. And aren't we glad He is? We're glad God is that way because we have all sinned. We have all broken God's commandments, His principles, His laws. And because of that, we all need forgiveness and we all need mercy. But we must keep this in mind. Part of the famous Lord's Prayer says this: "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us." To be forgiven, we must be forgiving. Again, to be forgiven, we must be forgiving. Friends, we all want mercy, and we all need forgiveness. But be honest, sometimes it can be really difficult to show mercy to someone who may have wronged us. So, how do we become merciful to other people? I want to answer this by sharing the example of Jesus. In Luke 23, Jesus was hanging from a cross. Jesus was in excruciating, unbelievable pain. He was bleeding profusely. His very lifeblood was pouring out. And from that old rugged cross, without being asked, Jesus offers this prayer for those who were murdering him. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Now, brethren, friends, if Jesus could grant mercy at a time like that, surely we can make an effort to be merciful to others. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your mercy. Help us to demonstrate mercy toward others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.